Let's have a quick look at the Wasps Academy and the younger teams. Have you seen them over the season?
Amazing, and it's been a really tight-knit unit. You know, we had the under-21s training alongside us. I think that helped in their victory. We took a risk as well. You know, we went down to Birmingham Uni. We picked up key players from down there, Hannah Layton, Katie Bowen, who's coming to Birmingham Uni next year. You know, we took players that perhaps weren't on other people's radars, and it paid off. We also gave George and Fran an opportunity to shine in those squads, and Lucy P, and they got the chance to do that, and I think that's helped them massively in their season this year. And as for the under-19s, I was there for all the games and was there for the semi-final against Storm where they lost by one, and they were incredible. I mean, again, I think just being in the brand and just being revitalised, I suppose, with having a senior Super League team and being involved in that setup. You know, there were some key players that I see for the future in there, players like Annabelle Roddy, been absolutely amazing for us all year, and the future's bright in the West Midlands.
It's the pathway, obviously, and the fact that the under-21s were unbeaten as well, which is good to see.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing to see, and it was something that was really important to me. This was never just about our senior team. I know I have to build. I've said I want it to be a predominantly West Mid team by year four, and that's where we will go. You know, I'm not quite sure where everyone thought we were going to magic the players out of the air from in the first year. 10 teams, 12 players, it was exactly the same number of players that were in the league the year before. So actually, with having these teams, it gave everybody the opportunity to play. But I was straight onto the junior section. I remember having a meeting with David Armstrong about a month into my role there, and he went, so I hear we've got an under-19s team. I went, yeah, under-17s, and we're just about to set our under-21s up as well. And that was something I did straight away. You know, this wasn't just about the team at the top, this was about the bigger picture.
The good thing is as well, there's a performance and pathway form under 26 at the RICO. Anybody want any more information on that? sarah.taylor@wasps.co.uk.
Yeah, so we're going to put on a performance forum. I want to talk to the community about what we're doing here at Wasps, and I think it's important that they have their input and hear all about it as well. You know, one of the big things in netball is I think lots of wires gets crossed, but not everybody has all the information, has the right communication. So it's something we're trying to do at Wasps, that we're trying to be really open about what we're trying to do there. We've got some exciting plans with some hubs we're going to set up next year all across the region. Our under-21s and under-19s, new partnerships were formed there as well. So it is a really exciting time for us. A busy one, though.
Can you see parts of you in Danny and Jess as coaches?
I don't think anybody's got parts of me. They don't need, or want parts of me in them, trust me. You know what? One of the big things, we ran a mentor program this year, is that every coach, you have to find your own identity and your way forward, and you have to be able to change and adapt. I think Jen and Danny have been brilliant. They've been brilliant together. Partnerships are important. Mel and I work so well together. You have to find somebody you get on with and that you can trust to tell you that you're wrong and that you need to step away a little bit. And Jen and Danny have been brilliant together. I hope they've taken some stuff on board. But as I always say to them, they need to make it their way and they need to do it in their style.
Next week's Women's Sport Week. Why is it still such a good sport after all this time? Your teammates?
I think netball, I've always said, this is such a good female sport. You know, it can be played socially at any age. I love it when I hear all these generations. I've got the mum, the daughter and the granddaughter all in the same squad. I've got friends all over the world from playing it. There's a position for everybody and there's a level for everybody. And it's still got that sort of tag as it being predominantly women. I know the men play and I love the men's game, but it is great as well that women have a bit of an outlet where they can go down and not feel so self-conscious and just get on with stuff. And our sport is great. I think the final showcased that's this weekend. And you know how pro I am for all female sports. And for me, it's just about empowering girls to have some confidence. With my own daughter, you know, I asked her the other day if she was going to be a netballer. And she said, no, mummy, I'm going to be a netball teacher like you. And I think that's just because she can boss people about. But I think it's such a healthy environment for her to be around, to see all these strong, powerful, smart, funny women doing something they love and getting to do what they love every single day. And that's where I think we need to all support each other and remember why we're playing this game, because we actually all love it.
So next season then, how are we moving forward? Have you got the call into Shani or Maria yet?
Oh, these could start all kinds of rumours, couldn't they? No, I'm taking a bit of a break. I'm going to chat to the players that I have this year, and we're going to have a talk about what we want to do and what we want to add to next year and what we want to bring, and I'll have a think about it as I always do, and then we'll build again, and it'll be a different journey and it'll be a different way of doing it, I'm sure, and there'll be a different reason for me doing it, but hopefully we'll get the same outcome. You never know.
Do you reckon the other franchises will be taking a look at how you've masterminded Yeah, I've used that word. That last season.
The other franchises, I'm sure, will just be worrying about what they've got to do, and that's the way it is. As I said, everybody does things slightly differently, and you should be comfortable in how you do that. There is honestly no magic formula, but what I've been so lucky is that I've got a really talented group of people I've worked with over the last few years, whatever squad I've been in, that are prepared to work hard and want to win. And while we're at it, we have a lot of fun. There's got to be some luck on the way, and we had some luck this year. But look, I'm sure the other clubs will be looking at WASP for certain things, just like I look at other teams for other things, whether that's development or commercial or whatever it is. And as we always want to, we'll all be trying to push the sport forward into 2018.
And from that initial chat we had, how much have you changed as a person over the last season?
Oh my God, loads. This has been one of the toughest years of my life. I've grown up a lot this year, and yeah, I've changed a lot in sort of coaching, my outlook mainly. I've changed, and even after the win, you know, just to take some things on the chin and just get on with some stuff and remember why I'm doing some things. I've been a lot more chilled out, I think, this year, a lot more realistic about what it is that we're trying to do, and try to enjoy it a little bit more, which I think pretty much, other than bar a couple of games, I've done.
And definitely a well-deserved break on the way then.
Oh my God, yes. Just a couple of weeks, just to not think about any more netball. No more watching games. No more thinking about this and person and that person and that team and how do we beat this and how do we do that and what training session I have to be at. And just for a couple of weeks, and then I'm sure I'll be missing it as I always do.